Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by Sheen.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Scott Roeder of Evidence Room today, diving into some of the developments in the case against Brian Koberger. New DNA information. I know it's kind of confusing. Some people saying we already had DNA evidence. That's true, but this is the first time we've seen in an official affidavit the reference to a swab that was done on Koberger matching directly to the SDR profile on the knife sheath. Not familial DNA. This is directly him to that. Can you explain that to the audience better than I just did?
Well, yeah, sure. I can give it a try. I mean, DNA is not my area of expertise, but I do have some familiarity on the process of it. There's a couple of different kinds of DNA, right? There's DNA that you can get from blood and other bodily fluids, hair, skin, that kind of thing. And then there's the kind of DNA that you can get off of a fingerprint, which is called touch DNA. And although the other types of DNA are 0 degree of variability as to confirmation as to who it is, the touch DNA has a bit of a room for error. They usually talk about that in terms of it's 99% positive that it could be him. They leave open a small percentage. And in this particular case, we're talking about touch DNA because unless there's blood on the knife sheath as well, which I'm not 100% sure if it's blood or just a fingerprint with the touch DNA, if it's just a touch DNA, it goes through a little bit different of analysis process. It is still quite convincing. Once again, it's in the 90-some percentile of positivity. But I think the real question here is, well, now that they've gotten a swab from Brian and they've confirmed that it's his DNA that matches the sheath, whereas before they were able to get a confirmation that whatever DNA was on the sheath was a match for his father and his father's side of the family. So that's a little bit less certain, right? But now that we have him personally being forced to provide a swab or something to confirm the DNA, which they've done. But there's also an issue now that in the first pass of the analysis by the crime lab in Idaho, the first pass is that it was inconclusive. And then they sent that same DNA swab or sampling over to a private crime lab, I think in Texas. And then that private crime lab, which is being referred to in the news reports as a startup that specializes in kinship DNA, which I think what we learned here in the relationship of the father to the sheath. Now we're linking the Brian to the sheath. And so I think that what the defense is going to do is say, well, you sent it to a private crime lab and they're not sworn with a fiduciary responsibility for impartiality, but you use them as a vendor to confirm the conclusions that you were looking for. So I think that's the lay of the land, how both sides are kind of looking at this evidence today.
And I mean, is that a valid argument, though? I mean, these private companies don't necessarily have an incentive to, and you really can't create matches if there is no match to something like this. It's not like they can just make it up and say, well, here's the results you want. We're just going to say that this is what it is.
Well, listen, Tony, I'm a private company and I do forensic science consulting. You know, I have technologies and abilities that some police departments and crime labs don't have, because we do forensic computer animation as part of our reconstruction process. And I don't know of any law department other than possibly the FBI that provides in-house forensic animations of reconstructions. And so certainly I feel like I can remain impartial and I do my best. Listen, if I have, you know, I can only speak for myself as a private consultant and I can't speak for anybody else, but I assume that you know, most people strive in a private consulting forensic business to have that impartiality and are not afraid, like I'm not afraid, to go to a client and say, hey, listen, these results are not favorable to your case. And you have to be honest about that, because at the end of the day, I have no stake in a conviction or an exoneration personally, but I do have a stake in my credibility moving forward as a private consultant. So, you know, although there are, I think, historically private consultants that have been manipulated out of the pursuit of money and or favor to do things. But you can say the same for private crime labs. You can say the same for law enforcement agencies or private individuals. There's always, you know, people that look for that easy, gratuity. But I think that's probably the exception, not the rule.
Far more obscure to have that happen than actually have happened. The number that we hear, I mean, it sounds astronomical, because it is at least 5.37 octillion. I don't know how many zeros that is, but that's got to be quite a few times more likely to be seen if the defendant is the source than an unrelated individual randomly selected from the general population is the source. Am I understanding, is the public understanding this incorrectly, but 5.37 sounds, octillion, sounds like a ridiculous amount of odds to have this be anyone other than him.
Yeah, it sounds like the speed limit of an interstellar spacecraft. Yeah. Not exceed 5.8 octillion miles per hour, right?
Yeah,
it's an astronomical number. Essentially, in the world of science, you know, there's a few things that we're trained not to say, like there's no possibility, it's 100%, that type of thing, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's always some possibility and nothing is ever 100%. And we try to say nothing. We don't say nothing or never either, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's always some type of a percentage variable in that direction as well. So this is just their way of saying 100%. Without saying 100%.
Mm-hmm. And it means that his DNA was found on that knife sheath. That's essentially what I'm going to guess the defense is going to say. It's going to say, yeah, it's on the knife sheath. It doesn't mean that he committed the murders. Obviously, that'll be, you know, up for the jury to decide.
You're right.
Why else would it be there is the question.
Right. Well, you know, it's, I feel like they're going for an O.J. Simpson defense here.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of familiarity with that because, you know, my good friend and mentor, Dr. Henry Lee, of the University of New Haven, and I hope he's okay with me saying that because I love him dearly. He's on my Mount Rushmore of forensic scientists, on my personal Mount Rushmore. But what he did in the O.J. Simpson case was he was able to show that the blood evidence on that famous bloody glove was corrupted because it did not adhere to a proper chain of custody. And that's one of the main reasons why OJ was not convicted of the crime he most certainly did commit, because there was an error by the police department in the way they handled that particular evidence. So that evidence was not shown to the jury, and that left that little creak in the door for the defense to squeak through with the talented Johnny Cochran, and they did. Now, I don't see any Johnny Cochrans working on the defense on this case, so they might just be pipe dreaming, but you would think, as a defense perspective, they're going to try to open up a creak in the door just wide enough to slide through, but that's what they're paid to do. And that's what I assume they're going to try to do with this evidence.
And at the end of the day, this will be something for a jury to decide. But is this a turning point of the investigation to have this kind of confirmation made on the DNA and the 5.37 octillion or whatever number it is?
I mean, I can only equate it to a very tragic event in my life. And that's when Michael Jordan crossed over Craig Elo, stepped back, stuck his tongue out, and won the game with a three-pointer with zero on the clock when the Bulls beat the Cavaliers to go to the NBA championship. I think it's that kind of a moment, but at this point, that ball is still hanging in the air, but it looks like it's on target for a nothing but net.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.